traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
All right, all, welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron, and before I get into the show, I'd just like to say rest in peace to the magnificent Malcolm Young. I passed away at 64 years of age, rhythm guitar player, co-founder, and I would say, songwriter of AC/DC. They always say the rhythm guitar player is kind of like the shy kid that sits in the back of the class, while the lead guitar player is the more, I guess, the more energetic one, the more outgoing one that's always talking to the girls. But if there was no Malcolm, there would be no Angus. And, yeah, rest in peace, rock on. And, yeah, very tired Aaron here. Been up since 3 a.m. Very anxious. I'm not tired at the moment. But, yeah, I've been up since 3 a.m. dealing with something known as anxiety. But, yeah, 3 a.m. this morning, I was like, oh, man, I can't imagine being up here and doing this show. But I'm just stoked to be up here and doing it. It's always good once you get down to it. Yeah, started things off with Soggy. Waiting for the War, 7-inch by the same name, going back to 1981. I just recently discovered this gem. Read about it on an Instagram review from Ugly Pop Records, and it says, look this one up, and guaranteed you will play it probably 10 times over. I've heard it numerous times. Man, what a rockin' song. Yeah, Soggy from France, and this song was covered by a band called The Shrine, a band from California, and I guess this that's what sparked popularity in this band that was around in 1981, very briefly. They had one single, and they had a discography of all their stuff, which I'm going to check out, and their claim to fame was almost opening for Judas Priest. So yeah, Soggy from France, and we're going to hear another band from France. This is going back to 1978. Found out about this band quite recently, too. They're called Dogs, and this is a track called Teenage Fever on Generation Annihilation.
We'll be right back. It's a dog's world. that'll beat them all. He'll be around when we're dead and gone. And if we don't start acting like dogs, we'll all get turned into mud. It's a dog's world. It's a dog's world. It's a dog's world. It's a dog's world.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR's student executive and fashion expert, Jonathan Q, what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because, of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR, starting things all off with, where do we start? Dogs, Teenage Fever, going back to 1978, and we followed with The Dogs, also going back to 1978. They weren't from France, they were from Detroit, unlike the other Dogs. We heard a track called Slasher Face, and from Slaughter and the Dogs, the Do It Doggy Style release, going back to 1979 by this Manchester act. We heard a classic track, Where Have All the Boot Boys Gone? And the Masterless Dogs from Edmonton, new acts featuring ex-members of No Problem. Yeah, we heard a track called War at Home. It's from a brand new demo. And Stretch Marks from the Who and What CD, which I just got in my box here, courtesy of Sounds Escaping Records. We heard a track called Dog's World, and it's also on a 7-inch, which came out on the same name, from 1983, from this act, from Winnipeg, Manitoba. So, yeah, going to get back into the show right now, and we're going to hear an act. They're from Singapore, and they're called Lubricant. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Tide, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation.
All right, indeed you are, Generation Annihilation on CITR. Yep, still with you here. And yeah, where did we start off here? We started off with Lubricants, Sacrifice, act from Singapore. And we followed with Odlow, an act from the Bay Area, from Oakland. It's from their Ancora release. We heard a track called The Snake. And we heard from Toronto's Career Suicide from their Machine Response 7-inch, same title as their 12-inch. Recently Killed Out, we heard a track called Kill the Warden, and that's a cover of some Australian band from 1979. Followed with Final from Bogota, Colombia, from the Obsolencia Humania release. We heard a track called Huya. And from Dagger, new act from Northwest Indiana on the Laguna Armada Records label. Writing in the Lights of the Moon was the name of the 7-inch release. And the name of the track is I Hope You Sink. And right now we're going to get into a local act. They'll be playing tonight at the Elf House with Horrid and some others. If you haven't checked it out, do yourself a favor because they're awesome. They're called Fane. Here we go.
I know, in the sky, screaming to the sky. The hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with requests.
CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts on Main Street at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Biltmore Cabaret, Red Cat Records, Lucky Comics, The Wallflower Modern Diner, Neptune Records, The Rag Machine, The Regional Assembly of Text, and so many more.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, indeed, you are. Started things all off with Fane, 10 charge tracks, and those 10 charge tracks will be on 12 inches of vinyl wax. Yeah, we heard a track called Freaks, and they are a local band. We followed with an act from Australia called Enzyme. Name of the 7-inch is called Abuse of Power. Followed with Catastrophe, a new act from Sweden featuring members of Totalitar and Herratus. I don't listen to too much of that DB stuff, but man, that was a raging 7-inch. Came out this year, man, just hard as nails. Yeah, and it's on Beach Impediment Records, so yeah, check it out if you like D-Beat. And even if you don't like D-Beat, well, man, I would think you would like this. Yeah, really good punk from Sweden. So yeah, we followed with Appendix going back to 1983 out of Finland. Name of the track we heard was called Horara. And we're going to right now get into some old school Vancouver metal. This is an act that I saw way back when. They're no longer around. One of the members has passed away, the bass player. But they were called Carry On, and this they will be having a release out this year on Supreme Echo of a vinyl release of their early demo. So let's check it out. This is a track called Necro Nightmare. Here we go. We'll be right back. All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Started that set off with Carrion going back to 1986. Necro Nightmare from their first demo. Followed with MOC, actually known as Mission of Christ, band from Victoria, British Columbia. Heard a track called To Oblivion. Yeah, that one was on a demo that I had called, I'm trying to remember the name of it, Silence in the Grave or something like that. I probably shouldn't say because I don't know off the top, because I can't remember off the top of my head, but they were an awesome act. Yeah, they played on a TV show on Check 6, Victoria Television, and man, it was so good. I remember I watched it on a VHS cassette tape, or VHS videotape a bunch of times. Yeah, it's circulating on YouTube. But yeah, Mission of Christ, a band that two bands that unfortunately never had vinyl. Mission of Christ is Steve McBean, who played in Jerkward before Mission of Christ, and he also, now he plays in the Pink Mountaintops, so yeah, that was his stab at metal punk crossover. Followed with an act that had one 7-inch out in 1972, if you can believe it, Titan Warrior. Heard a track called Satan's Train. They were from Toronto, or they recorded in Toronto. I'm not sure if they're from Ottawa or Toronto, but they were they recorded in Toronto, Ontario, that 7-inch, which came out in 1972, Satan's Train. So, wow, hard to believe how old that is. So, yeah, Power Chord coming up next. We're going to leave you with one track from the mighty AC/DC. Once again, rest in peace, Malcolm Young. Although I don't think AC/DC had a huge influence on punk rock. I'd say they were pretty, they were in the vein of a lot of early British Oi, whether they influenced them or not. And yeah, AC/DC, who knows if I would be here if it weren't for AC/DC. They were one of the first hard bands I ever heard. Well, actually with me, the genealogy went from Kiss to AC/DC. And yeah, AC/DC were way more rockin'. Oh, I will be the first to admit that I first heard the Brian Johnson era of AC/DC, the 80s, but the 80s version, and in hindsight, the 70s stuff was way better. I don't care too much for Brian Johnson, but yeah, Malcolm Young passed away 64 years of age after his long battle with dementia, and yeah, he such an inspiration. Glad I got to see them once with his cousin Stevie on rhythm guitar. So yeah, rest in peace, Malcolm. Gonna take you back to 1977. This is a track called Let There Be Rock. Winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Check us out online, www.generationannihilation. Like us on Facebook. Rock and peace, Malcolm.
In the beginning, back in 1955.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Metal for over 30 years on CITR. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3.
You got it!